This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lindell Report. And we got a lot of news, a lot of stuff to go through. Guess what the topic's going to be? Brandon, can you guess what topic we're going to talk about?
Voter fraud.
The voter fraud. That's a good guess. And we're going to, and second topic, the RNC chair, running for the RNC chair, which they tied together a little bit, actually quite a bit, actually. Why don't we, I like it when we tell everyone, what we can get. I know with that promo code L77, you guys, this week here, I want to go through everything because, all your support's been absolutely great during these times.
And by the way, we're going to show some shocking video of a guy out of Arizona saying that he could not vote the way he wanted because he feels threatened with a felony. You also have breaking news on one of your cases out of Michigan.
Yeah, yes, that's right, everybody. So everybody, get everybody you can on. Get them on Frank's speech here. Get them on Lindell TV. We just sent out the notification. We're going to go through a lot tonight. We are going to take calls tonight in about a half hour. But right now, let's talk about some great entrepreneurs at mystore.com. They've all wanted me to personally thank you all. Brandon, pull up mystore.com. You guys, we talk a lot about MyPillow, but MyStore, these are all the entrepreneurs out there, the USA-made products, like the MyCoffee, everybody, like the MyCoffee. You save 50%. Now, let's hold it right there on that offer, if we can go back. Let's go back there. Look at that, you guys. You get the MyCoffee with any subscription, you're getting a free Go Anywhere MyPillow. You guys, this is, you can cancel your subscription anytime. Keep the MyPillow as a gift to you from me. And this is the best coffee. In fact, I just had some delivered here. It's the best tasting coffee you'll ever drink. It's no aftertaste of brand. It's just the best coffee ever. I don't know what to say about it. I get, non-GMO, it's certified organic. You guys, this is an entrepreneur family in Florida that came to me. They've been in business 20 years making the best coffee ever. And they go, can we like to go to the next level? I went down, did my due diligence. They get their beans, they grow them in Honduras, bring them all into Florida there and do all their roasting and their factories. They're absolutely amazing. And you talk about dedication. There's employees down there who are just, one after so knowledgeable and I didn't know how so much went into making coffee, but there's a reason that this is the best coffee ever. And I stand behind them 100%. And then if you go to the next square here, I want to show this, go to the MyStore shopping channel. There's the Cyber Monday sale, everybody. We're going to run it all week. I just decided, use that promo code L77. We're going to run all week for these entrepreneurs, but I want to show something. Can you go to the next square? Is there the shopping channel there? Is there another square with the shopping channel? There you go, everybody. This is our new shopping channel. Why don't you click on that, Brandon? Look at that, everybody. It's a 24/7 shopping channel. This is what's currently on air. It'll show the next product coming up. Now this, you got to realize this person here, she's the entrepreneur. All of them have their own story. They've done their own videos, a lot of them. It's fun to watch all these entrepreneurs. They're becoming great commercial makers and they're doing it start to finish. It's really given them a great platform, but they need your support buying all these products. You can go to my store. We have all the categories. Brandon, maybe go up to the categories. You see the categories up above there, everybody. You got beauty. Just like it's kind of like a mini Amazon. Of course, Jimmy Kimmel would make fun of it saying, oh, there's not enough products there. And like he did that one time. Remember that, Brandon?
Yes.
What a horrible, horrible thing to say to do to these USA entrepreneurs. You know, Jimmy Kimmel is he's something else. A lot of those late night hosts now, they all they do is attack and hate, and it's disgusting. But anyway, we've got the stores expanded. Everybody, you see, we have, you know, automotive, bath, beauty, and you just click on a category, find your thing. We have the search engine there, but it's very amazing. And there I am on the My Store TV channel. I'm after the entrepreneur goes on and talks about their product, then I come on and give you my opinions. I have my favorites. There's stuff that most of the stuff I've tried or have looked at, they've all been vetted coming onto My Store. So very, very, not only entertaining, but you guys get all your Christmas gifts there. And remember that code L77 helps support Lindell TV, My Store, My Pillow, Frank's Beach, all across the board. If we go to My Store or My Pillow, I want to tell it, if you can go down that, Brandon, really quick while I get this ready.
All right.
Go over to My Store, the best Christmas gifts ever. I want everybody to know this. I extended the money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2023. The reason I did this, you give them as your Christmas gifts, and you don't have to worry about slippers getting wrong size or getting something that the person doesn't like. They can return it for any reason whatsoever. We have the best customer service of any company in the country. And everyone, we treat every customer like it's our only customer. We have lived by that, and that's why we have we've sold over, I don't know, 70 million MyPillows and I don't know how many thousands or hundreds of products we have now, and almost 2,000 employees. So it's been quite a journey. But with all the box stores canceling us, everybody, for this Christmas, you can find them all right here. The slippers, the sheets, the best prices ever on the Giza Dream Sheets. That's, by the way, is probably my favorite product. I can't look so forward to getting home when I'm traveling to those sheets. They're awesome. The MyPillow toppers turn any bed into the best bed you've ever seen. The patented technology, that's 100% made in the USA, that topper. The MyPillow, you got the MyPillows down there. I believe, Brandon, we got the Giza pillows on sale too, the Giza.
Yep, we do. I saw those the other night. I don't know where they are now.
But that's fine. You guys can search around the website there. But as you see, all this stuff, it's just the My Pillow site, or is this the Frank's Beach site?
No, this is the My Pillow site.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool.
And it may be under the shop. I think those were on the site. There it is. Those are under the
site. There it is. The Giza, you guys, everyone's been asking about these. These are the Giza Elegance. The same patented fill, we use the Giza cotton for the ticks on these My Pillows, the best ones I've ever made. $24.98, regular $69.98, sale of the year right there. And they called it, and like I say, we're extending that. I want to run it all the rest of the week. If you go down a little more, we got the 4-pack special. We've got all them slippers. Look at that, the 2 roll and go anywhere pillows. These are Christmas ones. If you click on it, let's see if there's other. Why don't you come click on that? Look at all that. We didn't go down here before. You have scenes with God, all things are possible. You got the nativity scenes. You've got all these Christmas scenes. There you go. You got some. You got the American flag and the eagle. I mean, any of these two, and the pillowcases, the roll and go cases for $19.98. So it's basically a 4-pack: 2 cases, 2 roll and go anywhere pillows. That is the sale of the century there. I don't go anywhere without them. Anyway, thanks everybody. Use that promo code L77 or call 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. And it says to save up to 66%. We actually have products on there on our overstock sale up to 90% off. So you can check those out too. But anyway, Brandon, can you believe this? As I'm waiting for people to start our show to get on Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg has me throttled down to 190 people. 190! You know, I'll tell you what. You talk about people that, need to get off Facebook and get to another platform. It's just disgusting what he's done to our country. And but they say that Elon now is going to let everybody back on Twitter. That's what he said last week. We'll see if he if that holds true. Have you you know he did say that last week.
As long as
they didn't break any laws. Well, I you know according to Jack Dorsey, I broke a Twitter law, Section 609 of the Twitter code, Jack's crooked code back in the day, right? Talking about election crime and elections, and especially if you brought up machines. And that's going to be what we talk about right now. So I guess let's go to the first one. You guys, my team of lawyers, when I got my evidence on January 9th of 2021, everybody, we have subpoenaed Dominion and Smartmatic. Let's talk about Dominion first. In that lawsuit, remember, everybody, I asked Dominion to sue me. Does everybody remember that? Let's get that right. All you horrible journalists out there that are watching tonight, remember, I asked them to sue me. Well, Mike, why would you do that? Because I had all the evidence, and you guys, and you media could quit talking to me, went completely silent. And also, the lawyer said, and we'll be able to subpoena them and find out what's inside these machines. They, you know, because they won't show us what are they hiding, Brandon? They've been hiding it now for over 2 years in every election, hiding what's inside those machines. Well, so we subpoenaed, when we found out that they were deleting the 2020 election, like in Colorado, calling it the trusted build, by the way, which we do have an image right up here on Frank's Beach. It says inside the machines, you can get your own cyber guy. Look at it yourself. Anybody out there can look at this. This is read report three. Anybody can read report three. 100% evidence of two sets of books in Colorado in this Dominion machine there. And it affected two different elections. Not just the 2020, but also an election in 2021. You can't deny this. This came from inside the machine. This is like a footprint in time. Anyway, well, we took that and said, you know what? Wow, just like we had the evidence, imagine a camera like Dennis Montgomery's evidence that's watching everything from November 3rd of 2020 to November 6th. Well, my attorney said, hey, let's go get more. Now we can get discovery. Let's go out and let's subpoena, at least I think we subpoenaed 30 some counties across the United States, Brandon, where we know that there was that there's stuff they're hiding inside the machines, algorithms, whatever, what have you, right? And we subpoenaed them, and today, just today, remember, you've got to get different attorneys in all these different states too. So Brandon, why don't you pull up what just happened today? Let's read the article. This is just one of the counties. This is, you guys, remember, this is the biggest cover-up of the biggest crime in history. Judge sanctions MyPillow founder Mike Lindell for fishing expedition into Kent County election records. Now, why don't you go ahead and read that, Brandon?
All right. Kent County, Michigan. A judge rejected MyPillow founder Mike Lindell's demand for Kent County election records as a costly fishing expedition in Lindell's effort to defend a $1.3 billion defamation lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems. U.S. Magistrate Judge Philip Green on Tuesday, the 29th, granted a motion by Kent County Clerk Lisa Postumus Lyons to quash a Lindell subpoena. The judge said Lindell's request was unduly burdensome and ordered Lindell to cover the county's legal costs. Quote, it is imminently demonstrated that the breadth of the subpoena could not be greater, end quote, Green said in an hour-long hearing at the federal courthouse in Grand Rapids. Lindell, a strong backer of former President Donald Trump, is being sued in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia for defamation after he alleged that Dominion rigged the 2020 election. He did not attend the Grand Rapids hearing. He sought copies of electronic data storage from county voting machines and servers, including security keys and passwords, and Dominion's proprietary software, Lyons attorney Madeline Lane said. Complying with the subpoena could cost the county millions of dollars, she told the judge.
Okay, let's stop right there. Wrong. You're lying. You're a liar, lady. You're a big liar. Okay? What we subpoenaed, Brandon, was to take open up the machines and take a look. Kind of like, do you remember down in Georgia, everybody, when that nice lady only got 0 votes in her own precinct? And they did a two-day audit. They counted the ballots and opened up the machines and said, whoa, 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 whoa. We found 3,700 votes for you, nice lady. You went from third place to first place. All we were asking them, and let me tell you, everyone in this country, you should be doing FOIA requests for these midterms and get the cast vote records again. This is what they don't want to give you, the cast vote records. It's the Freedom of Information Act. What we were doing, Brandon, because we happen to have we're able to subpoena stuff that Dominion is what's inside their machines, and to subpoena these machines in these counties, because we also know that we have spoliation. We know what they did in Colorado. They deleted the 2020 election. They deleted the data, but we caught them. So keep going there. But I want to tell you what they're asking for, to open up and look at a machine and get the data that's in there. This isn't cost millions of dollars. If that's the case, let's say the one over in Colorado that we did have access to the data, that was, I don't know what it cost, maybe $10,000-$20,000. And that was a full-fledged audit. You know what I mean? This has cost the county millions of dollars. What were they going to do with that machine, Brandon? Do you understand what I'm asking for here? You go over and you go, hey, show us what you're hiding in the machine. You open it up. You take this machine. It costs $10,000. We have one. Cyber guys have one. And you just back up the machine into that, and you examine it. And you say, okay, here. It's just like when they wanted my phone, when Dominion asked me for my phone records, which I gave them, and they came out and got, the FBI came out and took my phone anyway, Brandon. So let me tell everybody, when they asked me, Dominion has subpoenaed and subpoenaed me, and I've given them everything. Here's the evidence. Here's the evidence. They're not going to show all you of that out there. Here's the evidence. Pouring it on them. What are you going to give us? They've given us zero, everybody. I happen to know that every single case in the United States, you know what Dominion's given them in discovery? Big old zero. They're not ever going to show what's inside these machines. But why? Why would this person, this clerk, you got to ask yourself, why would they fight this of us subpoenaing those records? Why would they do that, Brandon? You ask yourself that. Let's continue on. They had no reason. I'm a citizen. I'm getting sued for $1.3 billion because I want to see what's inside there. And I have my right, my court. And here a judge says, oh, no, you don't have the right to see what's in there. That's my defense. Are you kidding me? We're going to sue you, but we're not going to give you any discovery, and you can't subpoena anybody. Give me a break. What has this country come to? Let's keep reading.
Lindell also served third-party subpoenas on the Michigan counties of Barron, Calhoun, Saginaw, and Wayne for their election records, but only Kent County sought to have its subpoena squashed.
Right. Keep going.
Lane said Lindell has, quote, blanketed the country with subpoenas, end quote, looking for a scintilla of evidence somewhere in the nation to support the public statements he's made, end quote.
Okay, hold it right there. Let me just tell this Lane something. I have blanketed the country. I'm a defendant in it adds up to about $7 billion. Okay. So my attorneys, which I have one in every state that has to represent you. So that's what you do in lawsuits. You subpoena the other side. You subpoena evidence. You go into discovery. I mean, this person is it's not even subpoenaing this Lane. You know what I mean? Brandon, this is a person just trying to stop the whole country from seeing what's in there. Obviously, this lady must know that this isn't about just defending my lawsuit. It's about showing everybody from another camera angle, hey, look at it's inside this machine, too. Exactly what we have here up on Frank's Beach, right under the Brandon, show where it says on Frank's Beach, where it says inside the machines. I want everybody to understand this, what the nonsense that's going on in our country.
Oh, you want this
go
one down, down here.
No, go yeah. down, go down. Okay, stop. Everybody see that square? It says inside the machines. Anybody that ever tells you Mike Lindell doesn't have evidence, click on that, Brandon. Okay, you see that there? You go down, and the what does it say there? Validated forgiving disk images. We put it all up there. Report number three, if you click on that, go ahead and click on report number three. You guys, you can go all the way down, keep going down, 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 down. The whole report number three is pages and pages long. These were two of the best experts in the world. They examined this, and this is their full report. That, yes, Dominion, there's two sets of books, and they manipulated two elections in Colorado, okay? You can't lie about this. This is 100% accurate stuff. But if you don't believe, Brandon, if you don't believe these two experts that have been doing this for 40 years, didn't know each other before this, and actually there was five other ones that looked at this stuff too. Right there, you said, click here to go back. Let's go back to the main. What does it say there? What does
click
it say?
Click here to download this report in PDF format.
Oh, no. Then, go. What's it say there?
And then access and download supporting documentation.
Right. Now click that. Now, you guys, if you go down, this is Dominion Exposed. You got this is the actual stuff from inside the machine where cyber guys need to read this stuff. You guys, they can download this, Brandon, and cyber guys read it. This stuff is non-subjective evidence right there. Downloading supporting document. You download 700 and tells you how to do it. You download the documentation. It's a single zip file. You can download it, everybody. Anybody in this country that says we don't have evidence, right there, you download it. And there is, it's like, Brandon, it's like reading another language. Let's say you can't, you and I can't read Spanish. You would bring someone in that could, and you go, yep, this is what it says. This is what it says. So all you need is anybody in CISR, anybody that can read a very simple download of this data that was taken from this image from inside the Dominion machines in Colorado before and after they deleted everything. Remember, they deleted the 2020 election. They deleted the stuff. Brandon, in Mike, you're supposed to keep it for 22 months. They did it long before the 22 months was up. That's a federal violation. They did it before the Colorado law, which I believe is 22 or 24, and they deleted it when it's evidence in billions of dollars worth of lawsuits against lawsuits and threatening letters against over 200 people in this country. And that's also including outlets like Fox News and Newsmax, all these other places that have been sued, many, many things to silence our voice. Now go back to that article. So I just want everybody to know, so all you journalists out there can write your garbage, but you're a bunch of liars. Okay, in court documents, he said he's asking the court to sanction his mission to look under every bed in America in hopes of finding some monster. She said this, even where there all the evidence tells us that all the monsters do not exist. What evidence is that, lady? No, there's no evidence you've seen that nothing exists. The evidence that's been shown says, yes, these machines have been built to steal elections. Lindell has no evidence to support his conspiracy theory. Brandon, I should sue this lady because that's defamation. She's calling me a liar. Okay? I might do that. I might start suing all the people that call me an election that I don't have any evidence that they're sitting there because they're lying. Isn't that defamation, Brandon?
She called you an election denier in the next line.
Who has no reason to believe Clint Carney has relevant information for defense of the Dominion lawsuit. Really? Do you have Dominion machines? Yes, you do. I want to see what's inside them. My lawyers want to see what they're hiding. The country wants to see what they're hiding. The world wants to see what they're hiding. In the history of the world, no companies have ever hid their information when this is public. These are public machines. We paid for them. They're running our elections, everybody. A few people that control these companies are running your elections. We just went over with cyber guys this afternoon on Maricopa County and Clark County in Nevada. Clark County in Nevada, you should see it, completely taken from Jim Marchant. Jim won by a landslide, Brandon. We're just now dissecting Clark County, looking for those algorithms, and they found it. It's unbelievable. We're going to have these guys on for a presentation. Whole nother set of cyber guys and a whole nother angle, whole nother camera angle. This is mathematics. You cannot... When I tell you 2 plus 2, you're going to tell me any different? Nobody can deny this again. But they're going to say, they're going to deny. See, oh, quick, turn off Frank's speech, turn off Lindell TV. I don't want to know anything. I want to turn on Fox News so I don't know anything about nah. What does Fox News have to say about what we found today, Brandon?
What does Fox have to say today?
I called up Fox News and told them we'd be reaching out. What do they have to say about all the evidence we found? There it is. Same thing. Every single time we get the same answer from Fox News. All right, let's go back to that article.
All right. Lindell's attorney, Alexandria Taylor, told the judge, quote, there is no other way to get the information my client's seeking, so this isn't a fishing expedition, end quote. She said in court filings that Lindell issued subpoenas to 37 counties in the U.S. that use Dominion products. Quote, a central issue in the lawsuit is the truth or probability of statements by Mr. Lindell that Dominion electronic voting equipment changed votes during the 2020 presidential election. To defend themselves, MyPillow and Lindell have the right to gather the information requested by the subpoena, end quote, she wrote. Green said that Lindell had not taken any steps to limit the burden to Kent County. Nothing was done.
Right?
Nothing was done, he said. I don't want to beat a dead horse. It does look like a fishing expedition. A broad net has been thrown out in various counties across the country, end quote. The judge ordered the county's attorney to file a report for the cost within 14 days. Lindell then has 14 days to respond. Dominion has opposed Lindell issuing third-party subpoenas for his, quote, confidential and proprietary materials, end quote. The company said Lindell, quote, made demonstrably false statements that Dominion stole the 2020 election.
Okay, let
quote.
Me tell you what that, what it says Lindell has 14 days to respond. I'm going to respond right now. You know what? I will never stop to getting inside those machines. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful that any judge in this country would not follow the law and allow me to seek my evidence, Brandon. I mean, this is my evidence. If I told you, if someone said there were rocks and knives in my pillows, everybody, you know what I would do? I wouldn't have even started suing people. I would have said, here, I said, you know what? Why don't we take one apart? It's beautiful, patented fill. There's no rocks or knives. I would open it up and show you. But instead, they go, no. We're going to sue you if you say that there's stuff in our Dominion machine. We're going to sue you. And by the way, if you want to look, if you sue you, which I asked him to, I say there is stuff in your Dominion machines. Prove me wrong. I have proof that what happened in our elections. We have evidence right here on Frank's speech because we got inside one of them. There is evidence up there. There's people got inside that machines. And we have 3 other ones, too, from other vending machines where we've got in. You put it up on a platform like Frank's Speech, which we have 4 million people on here, and they put the word out and share it out there like we've done. But you have all the media out there that says, nothing to see. I can't see anything. Oh, wait, there's Fox News. Wait a minute. There's no evidence. Was that a dream? Did Mike Lindell have this evidence? Well, I'll tell you what. When you have a lawsuit, you get to say, open up those machines. The whole world doesn't have to see it, Judge. Open them up and let's see. Let's talk about our court case where then that judge can say, oh, wow. And then maybe that judge will do something. You know, maybe he'll do something and say, you know what? Public, we can never, because they're public too, they're people. Why would you ever want to have machines in our country's elections ever again in history? That's the end goal, everybody. These lawsuits are the most frivolous things. All they do is to break people and scare people, to scare people to not speak out. Just like they're doing down in Brazil, they're speaking out anyway because they're on their last leg to lose their country. Or how about China, where they're all speaking out because they've lived it for decades? Communism is here. Not one person watching tonight should want to, should absolutely, should you should stand firm and say, we demand to see that these elections are secure. Maybe there is something to these machines. Hello, everybody. On election day, we got a gift. We were handed a gift on this election day in this midterm on November 8th. We woke up in the morning and it was all over the news. Even Fox News said, whoa, there are glitches going on down in Arizona. All the machines are at least 20 to 40% of them. It turns out it was closer to 40% in all Republican areas. I don't know that part. That's what some people said. I know Carrie Lake couldn't vote there. She had to go to a Democrat area to vote because you could get right in and the machines worked fine. That's a fact, everybody. That's a fact. These machines, when they knew that they were going to vote same day, we said right here on Frank's Beach, everybody vote same day because it's harder for them to cheat. We can overrun the algorithms. Well, when you tune those machines down in Arizona and you say, put the ballot in the box, put the ballot in the box. Those ballots that got mixed in with other ballots, too, by the way, they basically became mail-in ballots, everybody. And you know what we do with mail-in ballots? Pull names from the voter. Joe Schmo, Johnny Bananas, Sue Smith, whatever. It doesn't matter. You pull them from the dirty voter rolls in our country with that computer, and you blast them into this computer, and out comes your result, whatever these machines want to tell you. And I'm telling you, Brandon, right now, that for that judge to not let, this is the world we're in, where, you know, judges, we need to pray for these judges. You know, are they all in a cover-up thing? Are you telling me I can't get my own evidence to defend myself, but I can have my cell phone taken from me? I can have Dominion demand from me all my phone calls for the last 2 years? They're trying to tie me into all this conspiracy theory. Dominion, open up your machines. What are you hiding? Smartmatic, what are you hiding? ESNS, what are you hiding? All you had to say from the beginning, you guys, our elections are great. Look at nothing to hide here. Here it is. But they've never done that, Brandon. You know why? Because they're hiding a lot. They're hiding the fact that our country's going to be gone if we keep these machines.
So one of the things you're saying, if I get you right, is that they could have brought in their computer experts. You could bring in your computer experts. They could all sign NDAs, and they could go behind into a room and examine all of this with a judge,
yes,
and then come back out and say, we're not exposing any proprietary software, but the behind, you know, the door analysis with the judge overseeing it, this is what came out of there. Lindell's right or Lindell's wrong, end of story.
Right. You got to show what I've been accusing of. If they're saying it was defamation, there's 100% there's algorithms going on and stuff, but they don't want to show it. But why not prove me wrong? Why not say, hey, come over here. Look at this, judge. Nothing to see here. Why haven't they done that, everybody? What are they hiding? We already know what they're hiding. When you get things that happen all over this country, when every election denier, they call them election deniers. When anybody, you check it out, everybody, every candidate that ran in this last election that spoke out what they were going to do to clean up our elections, whether that be early voting or anything that they put in illegally, that these secretary of state put, or getting rid of the machines like Carrie Lake and Mark Finchem put that lawsuit down in Arizona, all of them lost, and all of them were stole from them. Every single one of them won. We have put the evidence up here on Frank's speech. We have showed the Edison report, and now the left media, they made fun of that. Mike Lindell is Edison Research. Check it out, you guys. Every vote in the United States goes through a company called Edison Research in New Jersey, and then it goes out to all the news outlets. We use CNN. Our experts use CNN, and they came out. You can't take votes and go in reverse. We've all seen it on TV where all of a sudden this troll, the next time it comes out, it's lower. That's not the way it works, everybody. You don't count 13, 14, 15, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 4, 3, 4. You know, you can't go in reverse. So I want to tell everyone, and this, but what they've done, so when I say the biggest cover-up in world history, not only do they put fear into people, or you have people like this judge making that ruling today, making that ruling, saying that this, that you and I don't have a right to defend myself. I don't have a right to go to, I'm accusing, saying, here's what they're hiding. Show me I'm wrong, judge. Why would you say, no, you can't see it? Because what? Because some county lady says, oh, it's going to be very expensive. Really? I'll pay to see that. How about I come in there and pay? You know, you charge me sanctions? Charge me and whatever it takes to open up that machine and show this country. I don't care. I got $40 million into all this. I'll put in more. I'll go borrow more. I ran out of money this summer. I probably borrowed more. I don't care. I'll keep borrowing. We have to expose this and get rid of these voting machines in our country. Have to do it, everybody. It's shameful what they did today in Michigan. What happened there. It's absolutely shameful. This is what our country's come from, a lawless society where you can't even go to court now and say, hey, I'd like to subpoena, I'd like to see the evidence. I'll show you that I'm right. And they say, no, 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 you don't get to see that. And by the way, you're going to pay just for asking. That's what sanctions are, everybody. I have to pay now. There, you know, oh, you got to pay just for asking. Really? Good luck. We'll see how that goes. Okay. Brandon, I want you to pull up what happened down in Arizona. You talk about scaring people, everybody. You talk about scaring people. Yesterday, there are two counties in Arizona. You had Mojave and Cochise. And both those counties were going to not certify their counties, everybody, for all the stuff that's happened in Arizona. You can't certify anything there. Are you kidding? You can't certify nothing. If you certify something, why do we even have certifications? Now we know that all the machines down there, Brandon, we had them on the three guys the other night. Remember, we had three guys from Cochise County saying that these machines are illegal. They were never certified. The machines weren't, right? They were never certified, and there have to be.
They were saying that the laboratory that's supposed to certify them wasn't certified or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's just one thing. But the Cochise County, their supervisors and their committee men or whatever, they voted to not certify it. And what heroes in America? The other one. In Mojave, they were going to get brave, but they were threatened. Do we have that clip, Brandon?
Yes, here it is, Logan.
I vote aye under duress. I found out today that I have no choice but to vote aye or I'll be arrested and charged with a felony. I don't think that is what our founders had in mind when they used the democratic process to elect our leaders, our form of self-government. And I find that very disheartening. With your vote of 4 ayes and 0 nays, you've approved item 1B. Anything else for the good of the order? We're adjourned.
Yeah, let me tell you, everybody, I talked to them people. They were afraid. I told them we'd have their back as a country. I said it would cover if they went after them. My lawyers told them that they cannot charge you with failing. They can't charge you with anything. You're not certifying. You're doing your job. You're voting to not certify, and you need to look into what happened. That's what you're voting to do in that county. But they were threatened, and they were afraid. They have families they have to go down to. And you know what was said to me by one of them?
What?
Said, well, Mike, and they said this to me and the attorney that was on the phone. This is 2 days ago, before the certification for that county. And they said, well, you know what? You can't guarantee us we won't be sued or they come after us to arrest us for some frivolous thing. And you know what the attorney said? He goes, well, yeah, but they can't legally. Well, and I said, and I agreed with her. I said, you know what, though? You're right. They can do anything right now. And they bashing people's doors in Colorado and not charging people with anything. Because they're trying to scare people because we have the Colorado image up here on Frank's Beach. They came and took my phones at a Hardee's restaurant. Does everybody forget that? They took it what? I did nothing wrong. They took it to intimidate me or anybody that wanted to ever talk to me. You think it's going to intimidate me? And they said, oh, and don't tell anybody. Okay, I won't. Disgusting. They've weaponized the FBI. Look what they did to our great real president. Nothing's coming out of that. This guy, you know what? You investigate Donald Trump for what, 7 years now? Like he said, he's got to be the most cleanest citizen this country has ever seen in history. You know, they can't, you know what they do now that I'm running for the RNC chair, we'll talk about in a minute, Brandon. Now that I'm running, you know what the media is doing now? Now they're trying to make me look like I'm crazy. Oh yeah, it's the crazy pillow guy. I'll tell you what, the people writing those articles, I've ran more businesses by accident and made them successful than they'll ever know in history. That's a fact. That is a fact. They have no idea what, you know, they obviously haven't read my book. Even when I had addiction stuff, the one thing I had was responsibility where I had to, you know, if I said I was going to be there, I was there. I kept my word. And I built my pillow. I got free of my addictions by the grace of God on January 16, 2009. I invented my pillow in 2004. And I'll tell you something. That RNC is a mess. If you think of it as a business, 2018, F. 2020, F. 2022, F plus. F. Doesn't matter. Fail. You know, and if you, and the donors that came to me and the people from within the RNC that came to me, Brandon, and said, hey, we're not going to give the donors, we're not going to give money anymore, Mike. Well, you know, I can't believe they're not doing anything about the elections. I can't, the election integrity. We have poured hundreds of millions of dollars in there, the big donors, the little donors. And for what? Boy, you get your little letter. Oh, we got a big thing going on down now. We got a big race going on with Herschel Walker. Ronna McDaniel, you better support the RNC because we're for election integrity. Well, really? They didn't even say that in there, actually. What they're saying is that we need a win. What are you going to do with the money? You're going to go down there and you're going to make sure that that it's a fair election? You're going to go down there and get in a thing that you don't want to use machines? Where have you been in Arizona, RNC? You got Arizona is sitting there right now. Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham, Blake Masters, they all won. They all won. And you know what, RNC? Get down there and put in some money that you have, all this money you got from your donors for election integrity, which is a weak word, and do some lawsuits. There's over 50 lawsuits going on in this country right now to fight the election crime and to fight the election laws that were broke. And you know who put up all the money, Brandon? The citizens have. Most of it is citizens like myself. Where is the RNC? You know what? If you're going to sit and keep collecting money from your donors and keep lying in your little things, oh, yeah, we're going to win. Well, you know what? They want return on their investment. And Ronald McDaniel's the longest running chair in a century. And she's the biggest failure that the RNC ever seen. It's fact. If you look it up, it's just fact. Fail. Nobody fails like she did in 2022 when you had the environment we had. 70% of this country was going to vote for all these Republicans. Well, how come it didn't happen? You think there could have been some election crime going on? You think we need to get rid of the machines? This is the opportunity we have. And if you don't change, if you sit there and you have to bring in a committee, now they're going to bring in a committee, everybody. That's her plan. That's the big plan that they have at the RNC. Well, I got a bigger plan. When I get elected there, I'm going to change everything. And we're going to change things and make things right out of the gate based on the footprint that's in our country right now. Why did these candidates win? Oh, let's see. Maybe we should check into all these things that they broke laws in states, Secretary of State, early voting, all this other stuff. Oh, and the voter rolls are all sitting there completely dirty. We haven't sued anybody because you know what, Brandon? The RNC has standing. Remember, nothing has been looked at in this country because the judges kicked the case on standing. Or they do like they did to me today, and they go, we're not going to let you look at that, and we're gonna make you pay money just for asking. Are you kidding me? You know what? You got to then do 75 million. Actually, it's a lot more than that. It's more like probably 90 million or 100 million people that have standing. But let's just use the 75 million. They have standing, Brandon. The whole RNC has standing. If they don't have standing, who does? You better when you're going to play this kind of a critical elections that we have right now. We're at a critical time in our history. We can't take it anymore, or we're over. It's over. You need to put your money into get rid of these machines, get fair elections, look into the laws that were broke, get back to a lawful society, and open up. And everybody, you know what? They don't even talk about it at the RNC. You know why, Brandon? Because of lawfare. That's the one excuse I heard from within. They said, oh, yeah, we were going to put all that money, Mike, that we raised $80 million or whatever back in 2020. But, you know, they just started suing people, and we didn't want to get sued. We didn't want to get sued. Really? Well, gee, when the stuff out there, if you didn't even want to look into it, are you serious? You didn't want to pay money to have it investigated? You didn't bother and come to me and say, hey, how about let's look and see what Mike Lindell has? Send over a few guys from the RNC. I would have spent a month with you. I would have paid to do whatever you want, pay to open up. Heck, I'd have gave money to your little RNC as if I didn't give enough back in the day, Rana, which did nothing. I would have gladly paid. Here you go, guys. Take a look at it. Hire your own guys. Take a look at this. Heck, I'll pay you all just to stand around and actually look at the evidence. And then you can sit there and look me in the eye and say, you know what, we're just going to ignore this, but we're going to keep asking money from our donors. If you got the same input, everybody, you get the same output. You have to change the input. And if you've been doing the status quo for all this time, the status quo, oh yeah, red wave, blue wave, they do bad, boy, we're going to get them, we're going to campaign harder, we're going to get on the ground, we're going to get people to register. You know what, let's just take registering for a second. In Pennsylvania, there's more Democrats than Republicans, supposedly. That's one of the biggest lies in the country. There's more Republicans in Pennsylvania than Democrats. That's just what the voter rolls say, Brandon. The lying voter rolls that millions of people that were added to in Pennsylvania. Remember, Pennsylvania is famous for having more votes than voters. It's against the law. What? Come on. That's a silly lie. You have more votes than voters? You go down to Wisconsin, you have over 2 million more people registered than are legally, or 2 million more people on the voter rolls that are registered, that can legally be registered. And that's the way in every state, everybody. That's just another piece of the problem with our election crimes, with our election footprint. We have to change our elections. We have to. And it's not just machines, it's early voting, it's mail-in voting, it's all the stuff that was done for this China virus that they use for excuse. If you want that stuff, then you may have your legislatures make it into law. You can't just do this. The Secretary of State, who did it illegally and weren't challenged on it. Now, in Michigan, they made challenges right before this election, everybody. They made challenges, and they won a couple. That judge put that Secretary of State right in her place. Said, no, you can't break the law again. But she didn't care. You know why? Because they took everything in Michigan. Everything. And you know what Ronna McDaniel and the RNC did in Michigan? Brandon, Ronna McDaniel lives in Michigan.
Right.
Now, I talked to the people in Michigan as I've been doing my due diligence, talking to people all week, ever since I announced it, even the week before that, to really understand what I'm getting into and understand what this entails. Ronna McDaniel, the people that that won the primaries, Matt DiPerno, Christina Caramo, running for Secretary of State, Matt DiPerno running for Attorney General, and I don't know about Tudor running for governor, but those two for sure. She ignored them when they won. She didn't congratulate them. She's the head of the RNC. She's 15 miles away. Hey, Matt, congratulations. Is there anything we can do for you? We really need a win here in Michigan. We need a law, our lawless Michigan. We need an attorney general that will follow the law. We need a secretary of state, Caramo. We need a secretary of state that will follow the law. But you know what? She knew that they were doing one. They had one thing in common, Brandon. What do these people have in common? Jim Marchant, Carrie Lake, Matt DiPerno, Christina Caramo.
They're all concerned about election fraud.
They're all concerned about elections, and they have spoke out about it. Doug Mastriano, there's another one, everybody. Every one of those elections were ignored by Ronna McDaniel. So even if they, okay, now they were all cheated. Don't get me wrong. They all won anyway, but they were all stolen from them. You guys can sit there and say, oh, that's another conspiracy, Mike. No, it's not, everybody. All you have to do is look at what came out of the Edison research the night of the election. We have every single one of them. And now we're getting the Caspo records on them. And everybody out there, by the way, use your FOIA requests, everybody. Get us those Caspo records. We have lawsuits. We have stuff going on everywhere. Now, let me tell you this. Brandon, think of this. Let's just take all of the everything that's happened. Let's go back in time, everybody. 4 years. Let's go back 4 years. Okay. At least 4 years, maybe even further back. Okay. You go back in time. And if you had questions about, elections, if you questioned it and you went to court and they found something in there, if they found something, the person that really won would get put in, or they'd say, nope, there's nothing to see here. And what changed where that if you question our most sacred thing, our elections, you get attacked by the media, you get attacked physically in some cases, been there, you get weaponized from the FBI, you don't get the backing of the RNC if you run for office, the Republican Party. Which is that just blows my mind, because they don't want to be associated with what? With truth? It makes you wonder that why would Ronna McDaniel even run again? She obviously thinks she can't fix the ship, because she's bringing in this committee with, there's someone there, I think Kellyanne Conway and some others that have been mentioned to come in, and they're going to do suggestions of how are we going to turn this around and win? How are we going to win next time? Well, I'll tell you one thing. Our great president, Donald Trump, when he wins 2024, by that time, we got 2 years to get these machines gone. You think they're not going to, the same input, they're not going to cheat again, RNC? You think they haven't cheated? How do you think all your candidates lost? You think that you campaigned hard. Supposedly you took money from these donors. Wouldn't you want to know if you were cheated, RNC? Wouldn't you want to know what's inside those machines? Wouldn't you want to know the truth in Arizona? Wouldn't you be down there fighting that certification and saying, how is it that a person that's running for governor controls the election because he's the current Secretary of State? She never wanted to do a debate because she didn't have to. She knew this was coming. You have crooked Maricopa County Republicans there. You don't even go question your own kind and say, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? We're going to do a complete audit here. Why are you hiding from everybody? Why are you doing this again? You know, these machines, what do you mean they're all okay? They just had a few glitches. Now we want to open them up. Let's look at them. Maybe people like Mike Lindell and millions of other people in this country that care about our country are right about the machines. You know, all of them did go bad the morning of the election. You'd think if we wanted to hide something inside, we would at least be physically, that they would work, Brandon. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You'd think that they would want them to physically. If I was trying to cover up something, I would go, you know what? We got to make sure these machines don't have any glitches when you put the paper in. And you know what? The odds of that many machines happening in those specific areas are zero. They were all done to put the ballot in the box, everybody, and to slow the people. And how can you sit there and certify an election? I guess you can when you're the one controlling the election. But now you know what? If and when they certify that, and this gets to right away, it's going to go to court, and we wait to see. The whole world will be watching. Do we got to pray that judge doesn't live in fear and go, you think he's going to say, I'm sorry, there's no standing here? Well, who would have standing other than the people of Arizona and the people of the United States? When don't we have standing in our own elections, Brandon?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Mike,
we have breaking news as we're on the air tonight. The U.S. Senate has passed 61 to 36. They have passed what is known as the Respect Marriage Act, that many pro-life leaders have called the Disrespect Marriage Act. Franklin Graham, many others have called on Americans to urge their members of the Senate to vote against it. Matt Staver, who won before the U.S. Supreme Court earlier this year in a 9-0 case, was on last night. He has been warning that the passage of this legislation could force states and every person to respect, honor, and obey the crazy marriage laws of any other state, including pedophile child marriage brides or marriages, same-sex marriage, and even opens the door to polygamy. It passed the Senate tonight, 61-36. Now it has to go back to the House because the Senate version and the House version are not the same bill. Then it'll go into conference where they work out their differences, and this thing moves fast. This is not good because it, of course, can bring about all kinds of lawsuits against people simply practicing their freedom of religion, their freedom of speech, and their conscience. So
right.
Not a good deal tonight.
It's another way for lawyers, lawfare, to keep it all going.
That's right.
Lawfare to put fear into people, to not have their First Amendment right of free speech. You guys, this is where we're going. This is communism. We skipped right over socialism to communism. You don't have to look too far. Go look at China. They're finally standing up down there going, they've took it for decades. But you look at Brazil, they're in fear. They got their windows closing forever. And once it closes, everybody, it's over. You don't get it back. You guys, you don't get to, you know, everyone's going, okay, we'll get them back in 2022. They did. They tore apart and ruined our country for 2 years, and we didn't get a red wave. You know why? Because they stole it with the machines. It's that simple. People, their elections are rigged. They are rigged. We have to stop this nonsense now. Nobody would ever have computers in an election. I talk to people that want fair elections. I talk to reporters from the UK, Germany, Netherlands, France. They all use paper ballots, hand counted. They don't want these machines and computers in their countries because they want to keep their dreams alive. They want to be able to have a joyful life while they're here. They don't want you. These stolen elections, if anybody thinks right now that the Democrat Party, that it's just the Democrat Party, it's not. This is communism came in. China attacked our country, everybody, in the 2020 election. But they've been boiling us like frogs for years, taking God out of our school, putting in our colleges, brainwashing our children. But you know what? The ones they brainwashed, Brand, they're starting to see the light and realizing that socialism isn't having a cup of coffee with your friend going, oh, this is a great day. You know what? It's not so great right now because you're seeing the manifestations of a stolen election, but they're stealing our country. This is the Uniparty, everybody. The Uniparty, deep state, globalists, and China. Fact. Those four. And no one's going to ever tell me different. Look at this happened the other day with Koenig. Out of Michigan, the biggest data breach in United States history. A Democrat down in California presses charges, and then it all gets dropped mysteriously, Brandon. Isn't that weird?
Yes, it is.
So everybody, catch me on Flashpoint tonight. I'm going on Flashpoint in a half hour. Brandon's thanks for covering for me. You might have to cover for me tomorrow night now, everybody. But Brandon does a great job. He's bringing on some great guests. I don't know who they are yet, but he always brings on great guests.
I won't let you down. That's Mike Lindell on the Lindell Report. Be sure to support Mike's work and those great employees at MyPillow by going to MyPillow.com and MyStore.com using that powerful promo code L77. You heard it tonight. Mike is extending the Cyber Monday sale through the week. Use that promo code L77 for savings. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm